Our responsive reading is 589, and it's not in the responsive reading, it's between the hymns, after hymn 588, because some are searching and don't find it where it is. It's 589. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all He has made. The Lord is faithful to all His promises and loving towards all He has made. The eyes of all look to You, and You give them their food at the proper time. The Lord is righteous in all His ways, and loving towards all He has made. He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cry and saves them. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. The Lord watches over all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. We give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Shall we pray? Our gracious and heavenly Father, we have come together here to worship You, to adore You, and to give You thanks for all Your goodness, love, and mercy, for You are gracious and You are rich in blessing. You are blessing us, and we thank You that we have everything in Jesus Christ. We thank You for Your love and for Your goodness, and the many blessings that we receive every day, physical, spiritual, and material. We thank You for the abundance of this country. We thank You for this freedom that we have here to worship You. We thank You for the possibilities and opportunities that we have. We thank You for the Word of God that we can listen to and hear and read and even witness to others because of the freedom that we have in this country. We thank You for the pastor that we have who is preaching Your Word to us. And we pray that as we listen to his message, You will bless him and open his mouth so that he can proclaim Your Word, and that our hearts will be receptive to the message that You give to us. We pray also, Lord, for him as he celebrates his birthday today. We ask that You would bless him with health, strength, peace, joy, and all the blessings that only You can provide, so that he can still serve You for many years and be a blessing to this church and to many people. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
He reminded me of my birthday. While sitting here and listening to Elise and her beautiful delivery of that hymn, my thoughts went back to the day I arrived in Canada and in this church. I was 20. I was 20 and I had all kinds of dreams, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know where I was spiritually, but I knew that I was alive. And yet, looking back now, I see God's hand in my life. This morning, we were talking about being unequally yoked in our Bible study, and I said, someone said, God chooses for us or shows us what to do with our lives. And I said, actually, I didn't choose my wife. God chose her for me. And that's the truth, because I had other choices in my life. If I were to ask you, what are you thankful for this morning? What are you so grateful that happened to you this morning? And I said to myself, before I ask them that question, I would like to ask myself that question. And let me just share with you this. In 1945, 47, I believe, my uncle and his wife moved from Greece and they went to Armenia. And my father started praying for their journey and then for their salvation. They were not born again. They didn't know God. And my father and my mother prayed and prayed for many years, for 50, 60 years. And nothing had happened. And I was praying now. I was the one left from my family to pray for all my cousins and my people who had left Greece for Armenia. And on the plane going there, I asked the question to myself, why am I taking this trip to Armenia? To deliver some money to the poor? I could have sent that money. Why am I taking this trip? To just give a message or preach at a couple of churches and lecture in the CLC? And I wasn't sure, I wasn't convicted that that was worth my travels with my daughter Ruth to Armenia. And yet, God had His own plan. Eventually, when after 2-3 days, I went to visit my cousins, and in the family, I was talking to them. The young lady of 20 said, I want to be born again. I want to surrender my life to the Lord. And then her brother said, I want to surrender my life to the Lord. And then her mother and father. And then one sister was not there, was missing. And then they stood up and we prayed. They surrendered their life to the Lord. The following Sunday, her sister and the rest of the family had come, and the sister that wasn't there came to the front, and with tears, Ruth helped her come to the front and with tears accepted the Lord. And then my other cousin, the oldest cousin, came and said, today I found salvation. And so on, their families. And I said, the Lord has His own ways of answering prayers of my parents who prayed all their life from the day my uncle left for Armenia. There are many things I can be grateful to God for, but this was something that it took a couple of generations to be accomplished. In God's timetable, there is no time. There is only events that take place. Let's take a minute and see whether someone has something very exciting. And yesterday, I was speaking at the Armenian Brethren Church in Chomedy, and when the pastor said, is there anyone that would like to thank God for something? And he said, please don't come stand up and say, my headache is gone. I prayed for my headache is gone. But something more substantial. Well, I'm not going to say that, but is there something? I can see two couples here that they would say, well, God blessed us. These two young men of our church found two young ladies from the Armenian Evangelical Church of Toronto and brought them here. That was a blessing for this church. Why, that's a blessing to you, Greg, Mirna, Tamar. I'm speaking for them. They should supposed to be saying these things. Is there anyone else that would like to thank God for something that...
You, sister. And it was a wonderful experience for you to be baptized today.
I'm very thankful to the Lord for accepting me in this church and baptizing me.
Mother and father of Kofi, you are grateful to see your son here being baptized rather than visiting in a jail or some home or in the streets. Isn't that something worth praising God for? It's wonderful.
Thanksgiving. I'm sorry.
Who?
Oh, I didn't see your hand. I'm sorry.
For my daughter,
who lives
at the
birthday, and my daughter is
thank you,
Mama. Thank you. Anyone outside? You can see? Thanksgiving. Someone said Thanksgiving started when some people left their old country in Europe and came to the States with great difficulties, and then they planted stuff, and it was blessed, and then they got a lot of things to praise God for, so the Thanksgiving started. I disagree with that, and I believe that Thanksgiving started long, long, long time ago at creation. There are many examples of thanksgiving in the Bible. For example, Israel's thanksgiving after they were delivered from Egypt, at the dedication of the temple. Jesus at the Lord's Supper, and it says when he took the bread and when he gave thanks. We're talking about Jesus Christ, God, giving thanks for something that he created. And we are not willing to thank God for something that was given to us by God. Oh, people say, well, I worked hard for this. Oh, you don't know how hard it is to make a dollar these days. You don't know this and that and the house I built it. And actually, that's not true at all. Because if God had not given you the strength, if God had not created you to start with and then given you the strength and the health and the ability and the opportunities and the knowledge to do it, you wouldn't be able to do it. So we are grateful to God. Then we see the example of the 10 lepers. There were 10 lepers who were healed. And yet one foreigner stopped and thought about thanking Jesus for the healing. There are millions of people today who have been blessed, and yet very few take time to thank God. So many are celebrating Thanksgiving this week, but sadly most of these Thanksgiving activities are superficial. For some, it is a real time of thanksgiving and praise. For others, it is just a tradition. To the average Canadian and American, Thanksgiving is or represents a day of good food, maybe turkey, family gatherings, partying, drinking, etc. Someone said yesterday, do you know why we eat turkey? And the answer he gave, I don't know whether it's true or not, he said because when they came to this land, the only thing they could find were wild turkeys. So they start eating wild turkeys, and that's how they are now eating turkeys. I have no idea, Quinton, where it came from. As you as an American maybe know much more. You don't? Okay, so accept what explanation I gave. So turkey is very important. And yet the word turkey is more prominent in our Thanksgiving of vocabulary than God, the creator and the giver of all blessings. Even many churches and Christians often miss the real meaning of Thanksgiving that originated at creation. In Genesis 4, we read, this is Genesis 4, just the beginning. And I quote, in the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. But Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. Thanksgiving becomes so much more meaningful when we thank God for all our blessings. Regardless of life's changes, we have so much to be thankful for, especially for his son, Jesus, who gave his life for us on the cross. many people, many Christians take Jesus for granted. They take the coming of Jesus and dying on the cross and resurrection for granted. They will emphasize their doctrine. They will emphasize their background as a church. They will emphasize their leaders. They will emphasize their activities. They will emphasize almost anything that they have achieved in the course of their journey on this earth. And yet they will forget that if not for Jesus Christ, who came and died on the cross, none of us would be in any church. There would be no church. You wouldn't be here. So if Jesus then is the purpose for our living, actually, then we should honor him with everything we have. Absolute commitment, we've been saying this morning in the adult class. Our commitment as Christians very often is so conditional. If, oh, God bless me with a family, God bless me with a job, God bless me with a car. Thank you, Lord. God really exists. And yet, there are so many. We have no cars, no homes, no income. When I visited Spirak, this earthquake devastated place, and I saw ladies whose husbands have gone to Russia or European countries to work, and they were left alone with their kids, and they go out and plant things and just to eat. And when I saw their smiles and laughter, when we gave a Bible to one of them, and the picture is right here, this lady started shouting for joy because someone had given her a Bible, and the neighbors came out and were wondering what was happening. Here we have everything, and yet we look so gloomy and unhappy. Thanksgiving or thankfulness comes from gratefulness. Unless we are grateful for something that has been done to us, grateful for something that has been given to us, something that has changed our lives completely, then why should we be thankful? True thanksgiving produces thankful living. Thankful for life and provisions, but we must share them with others in need. Yes, we can be thankful for our home, and yet we're not willing to share anything with others. Thankful for our salvation, and yet we're not willing to extend a helping hand or reach out to those who need to find the truth. Thankful for kindnesses received, but we must do the same to others. Thankful for friends, but we must extend friendship to others. How often do we only appreciate those who come and hug us and say, I love you. You are a great person. You are a wonderful brother, sister, mother, father. And yet we neglect to do the same to others. We are only we want to stay at the receiving end and not even take a step to send something, to do something, to say a word to others. Thankful for prayers of others for us, we must pray for others. And here at Temple, we practice this. We ask for prayer requests at the Bible study, at the prayer meeting. We ask for prayer requests from the pulpit, and we pray for others. And yet, when everything is fine, we don't call anyone to say, you know what, is there anything I can pray for? Is there anything that I can do for you? Are you going through a difficult period of time? We don't actually want to hear about the difficulties of others, because that will oblige us to do something. I do receive emails and phone calls of people who say, would you pray for me, Pastor? I had realized some time ago that I would say, yes, of course. And then I would be so busy that I would forget. And that haunted me. That became something that I had to deal with. And then I decided that every time someone says, would you pray for me? or send me an email, pray for me, I'll stop whatever I'm doing and I'll pray. And then I'll make a note, if you wish, mental or even written, that I should continue praying for this person. Others have been praying for me. My wife was sharing something with me a couple of days ago. One of her friends, whom I met actually maybe once in our 48 years of marriage, she was talking to her, and her friend said, I was going to go for a cruise, and yet I got sick, and we didn't go. And she said, it was good that I didn't go, and that shocked me really too. Because while I was at home doing nothing, I was praying for Pastor, your husband Joseph and Ruth in Armenia and their journey for all the time that they were away, she was praying. And I said, so many people are praying for us, and yet we are not willing to take a few minutes to pray for others. Thankful for Christ and His salvation in our lives. Tell others about Christ. There are so many people that have not heard the gospel, do not have a Bible, do not have a small paper or tract to guide them and to salvation. And yet we can help deal with that. This was the spirit of the first believers. They were truly thankful. About 3,040 years ago, King David wrote about thanksgiving. And I would like to read to you a few verses. From 1 Chronicles 16, verses 8 to 12 and 23 to 31. I believe this is very appropriate for today. Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him, tell of His wonderful acts, glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who see the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and His strength, seek His face always. Remember the wonders He has done, His miracles, and the judgment He pronounced. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him, strength and joy in His dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. For all the things God has given us, let us praise His holy name. Yes, today or tomorrow will be celebrated as Thanksgiving. But my prayer is, at least for us, the believers, the true born-again believers who claim to be the followers of Jesus Christ, who claim that He comes before anything else in our life, may He be praised in our thanksgiving. And may our prayers rise in thanksgiving. And may we, looking at our own lives once again and what He has done. Yes, our brother said that this is my birthday. And you know what? my birthday, our age, in the picture of eternity is nothing. I am alive today and I'll always be alive in the presence of God because of Jesus Christ. Because He saved me. Because He gave me eternal life. Because He made it possible for me and for every one of us to rejoice knowing that death is not the end. But one more step in the eternal presence of our Creator. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much. I know that eternity won't be enough for us to name one by one all our blessings. And yet we are here this morning rejoicing and joining with each other as a family of believers, collectively saying thank you. Thank you for everything you've done. And Lord, I pray that the rest of our journey be one that is full of your presence. And may the Holy Spirit guide us, protect us in this journey of life. In your blessed name I pray, amen.